With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The chair of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is losing his chairmanship.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is removing the GOP chairman of the powerful House Intelligence Committee. Johnson says Representative Mike Turner, an Ohio Republican, will no longer lead the committee, which oversees the nation's intelligence agencies and holds tremendous influence over law enforcement and foreign policy. Turner was a vocal supporter of assistance for Ukraine and held other views that put him at odds with President-elect Donald Trump. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The FDA is banning red dye number 3 in food, drinks, and ingested drugs. Wednesday's move comes more than 30 years after scientists found links between the dye and cancer in animals. It has not been permitted in cosmetics. Manufacturers that use the additive are being given 2 years to remove it. Also at SRNNews.com, mediators announced that Israel and terror group Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal.
The deal comes after weeks of painstaking negotiations in the Qatari capital. It promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of displaced people in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes. It would also flood badly needed humanitarian aid. The agreement is expected to go into effect in the coming days. I'm Haya Punjwani.
The agreement still needs to be approved by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, but is expected to go into effect. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin launched this morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station shortly after 1:35 a.m. Eastern, following multiple delays earlier in the week. The New Glenn rocket, powered by a combination of liquid oxygen and methane, aims to compete with SpaceX. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bill McCartney is being eulogized by Christian leaders across the country after his death at the age of 84, following a battle with dementia. McCartney, who coached Colorado to its only football national championship in 1990, was the founder of the Promise Keepers men's movement. His family released a statement saying, "Our father surrendered his life to Jesus at 33 years old, setting a trajectory for our family and many others." This is SRN News. The government is lowering its forecast for U.S. population growth.
The Congressional Budget Office had projected last year that 383 million people would be living in the United States in 2055. Now it's projecting that roughly 342 million will be living in the country in 30 years. That's because of declining birth rates and less immigration expected. The U.S. population is expected to grow to 350 million by the end of this year. But then population growth is expected to slow beginning in 2036. Donna Warder, Washington.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Haley is calling on the legislature to make major changes to the state right to shelter law. She says the law requiring the state to shelter any homeless family and pregnant woman needs to have a residency requirement added. It would make the flood of illegals entering the state ineligible for that emergency shelter program. More details at SRNNews.com.